Positive Vision, Enjoying the Adventures and Advantages of Poor Eyesight by Ken Brandt, is a gloriously positive book that is fun to read, listen to, or give as a gift.
I love all the adventures.
It is full of fun stories and humor.
So positive and upbeat.
I love all the adventures.
Positive Vision, Enjoying the Adventures and Advantages of Poor Eyesight by Ken Brandt, has received great book reviews and is available at all major online sites that sell books, ebooks, or audiobooks.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says a leading cause of blindness is diabetes. That's what happened to Leonard Smith of Houston, Texas. Because he's a veteran, however, he got help from the Blinded Veterans Association, or BVA. It's an organization of blinded veterans helping blinded veterans through service programs, resources, and advocacy. By showing the Department of Veterans Affairs the diabetes was service-related, BVA helped Leonard get benefits he deserved. Learn how the organization can help you, or you can help it, at 800-669-7079 and bva.org.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too, to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all you can eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Finding meaningful jobs with solid income has been a challenge for many blind and partially sighted people. But no longer. Clusive has changed the future of work today by providing fully accessible training for blind and low vision individuals. When you join the Clusive training program, you'll learn valuable digital skills that prepare you for the modern workforce. Our training system works because Clusive's revolutionary platform was built for and by blind and partially sighted people. Clusive training is free to you. Invest in your future now by requesting Clusive from your counselor. Find more information at www.clusiv.io and sign up for our newsletter today.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact spectrumaccess@charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios. Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way
The Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back to the 7th anniversary radio show. Welcome back to the second hour. That's right. And folks, if you missed any part of this radio show or any of the other shows for the past 7 years, you can listen to it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.org. That's right. Go to the web and you can listen. We saved them all. That's right. Except for two because of the hurricanes. We saved them all. You can just go to our archives and pull up. You pull up what, Lynn? When you go to our webpage,
you pull up archive shows.
Archive shows.
Just look for the date. Like, for instance, this quarter. First quarter, it'll say January, whatever the first Sunday was in January, it's the 3rd or 6th, 2022
dash. Whether it's a show or any other show, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Don't forget the and, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. That's the web. That's it. So, folks, if you're tuning in for the first time, you're turning that dial, stop right now. Stop it right there. Don't go any further. And I want to welcome you to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And I want to thank you folks for listening, for bringing us into your home. That's right. And as what Preston said from West Palm Beach said, even though we don't follow all the rules.
Some rules.
We follow some rules. Okay.
Yeah.
We do some things right.
Yeah, actually, he said that we broke all the rules.
Yeah.
Like, I love that.
The rule breakers.
I'm pretty sure he said we broke all the rules, Michael.
Oh, well.
Well, anyway, folks. Listen, folks.
Yay for us.
We're having a contest. So you're more than welcome to call in. And we've got some people, 4 or 5 people from the first hour, which we'll be letting them know who won. So now it opened up to the second hour. So let's hear, anybody, 407-894-1680. If you have anything to say about the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, now's the time to call in. You don't have to be a first-time caller. You can be any-time caller. And you can win yourself a $50 gift card.
Okay, in the interim, let's do Sheila's trivia. Because she has a music trivia.
Okay. Now it's time. Wait 1 second. So if you call in, the lines are open. 407-894-1680 for anybody who wants to call in with the saying something, if you want to say positive about the show or something nice about the show, now's the time to do it.
What do you like about it?
Yeah. Now it's time for Sheila and her trivia. This is trivia time from Sheila.
Ding, ding, ding.
Sheila, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, sure, trivia, you're up.
Please tell me who's singing this song, because I feel this song is so relevant to our show. Travel down a road and back again. Your heart is true, you're a pal and a confidant. I'm not ashamed to say, I hope it always will stay this way.
It's a hard one. It's a hard one.
Everybody will.
That is.
That's a hard one. 407-894-680. Who is singing this song? And by the way, if you're a first-time caller, you go into the front of the line. Even though you're third or fourth or fifth, you go right to the front of the line if you're a first-time caller. This show only. If you're a first-time caller, you call right in.
All right.
Right to the front of the line.
Well, I don't have any first-time callers just yet. I got some well-known names, some well-known partners.
Well, then wait a couple minutes.
Well, I can't wait a couple of minutes because I got all the lines filled up.
It's got all lines full.
So,
you know what? On this occasion, we might have to just make an exception.
I don't believe they were calling in for trivia because before the trivia even came on, the phone line was ringing.
Oh, okay.
All right.
So I have Eugene from Clearwater. I got our good friend Peter from Spectrum, and I got Terry from Connecticut who wants to get in and say congratulations.
Well, we can do that. Wonderful calls.
Okay. So, in the meantime, in between time,
Eugene
from Clearwater. Eugene, how you doing?
Eugene. Hey, how you doing, Eugene. Michael, Lynn, Sheila, Gary, Charles. Dave and Chris.
Yeah.
Hi, Eugene.
Hi, Eugene.
Hey, buddy.
Hey.
I just wanted to
celebrate the party
anniversary. I'm not sure exactly when I started listening to you, but it's been quite a few years. The show has grown.
What is he saying?
What?
Doesn't know how many years he's been listening.
You know how many years you've been listening?
So, a long time. Why do you listen to the show, Eugene?
Because it's informative. Not only do you bridge the gap between the blind and the sighted, you give out great information for the blind people for resources and information, and also to listen to the people.
Put them in the mix.
You're in the mix. Hey, thanks, Eugene.
Thank you, Eugene. Let's go to our next caller now.
He's a great
Thank you, Eugene. You're in the mix, Eugene.
Right,
who's next,
thank
Peter?
You.
Who's next, Peter?
Peter, how's it going, man?
Hey, Peter. Hello.
Hi.
What's up,
hey, Peter?
Man?
Hi,
everyone.
Hey, Peter.
How are you doing? Good to hear the whole gang. What's happening, Daddy-O?
Oh, well, I'm on this wild journey of house hunting, and that's sort of been occupying all of our atmosphere. So my heart goes out to everyone who's house hunting right now. It's a crazy time.
It's a tough one.
Mm-hmm. We've got other friends who are doing the same thing, actually.
What's that?
It's like a bidding war outside.
Oh, yeah. Yep, it's a real bidding war.
How's Leonardo?
He's doing great. I feel like every time he takes a nap, he develops a little more. He grows a little more.
Mm-hmm. What are you feeding him?
No, I don't know. He's eating a lot more of table food now. So, but
oh wow.
Well, we appreciate you calling in.
I want to
appreciate
you calling. Yeah, 7 years. That's a great stretch of time. And really, this show is evidence that people who have transitions in their life, who lose their sight or acquire other disabilities, sometimes it's an opportunity to reinvent yourself and really help the world by doing the thing that makes the most sense to you. So hopefully the show inspires folks. I think it has a lot of...
You're right.
Thank you, Peter.
That's
right. Thank you so much for calling in, Peter. Thank you.
Thank you all. Thank you.
And thank you. Thank you for all your help that you give the radio show. Thank you.
Right. Thank you for all your support.
That's right.
We appreciate
Absolutely.
It.
And you're in the mix, Peter. Don't worry. No worry.
That's Peter from Spectrum. Thank you so much, Peter.
Thank you, Peter.
Thank you. Thank you all.
Good luck. Good luck in your house hunting.
Keep us posted. I will.
Good night. Who else are on the line?
All righty. Let's go up to Bristol, Connecticut. Oh, not Bristol. Let's just go to Connecticut.
Middletown.
And talk with our good friend Terry. I'm thinking ESPN. I'm sorry, Terry. That's why I went. ESPN.
That's all right. Hey, Terry.
Hey, Terry.
Everybody. Lisa, can I get everybody? Michael, Lynn, David, Gary, Sheila.
Yes.
And who? Oh,
Sheila.
Charles.
Yes. Charles.
Did I get everyone? Did I miss anyone?
Good.
Okay, well.
It shows you still have a little bit of memory left.
I know, right? I like that song you did, David. That was awesome.
Did a good job.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it was good.
My little jingle for the show.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I just basically called to say congratulations and happy 7th anniversary.
Well, thank you so much.
Nothing
more, nothing less. That's nice of you.
I win every day,
so
keep trying to win, you know? I'm just a natural winner.
We appreciate you, trust me.
Yeah.
We love your calls.
Yeah. So
you are a winner in many, many ways, my friend.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. That's very nice of you to feel that way. I hope that's the truth.
Yeah, hey, I'm one of your big fans, too.
Well, thank you. So. Thank you, and likewise.
Yeah.
Likewise. Really
and
like
sometime in the future, Terry,
again?
I think I mentioned this. Oh, he's not hearing me. I was going
to. No, I hear you.
Do you hear me, Terry?
Yes, I
Oh,
do.
Okay. I think I was talking to Dave about this sometime in the future. Not sure when yet, but I'm going to plan a musician show and have all you guys on. I think that would be really cool.
Okay, I'll prepare something. I don't know how good it'll come over the phone playing the piano or something.
Well, we'll
see.
We'll see. I'm sure it'll be fine. But that'll be
sure
something
will.
To look forward to.
Also, it's better than nothing.
That's right.
I'm thinking maybe Brenda and I just cruise up to Connecticut and we'll hang out with Terry and
there you go.
Talk about you guys. We'll call in from up there.
Trust me, I have everything here too. You don't even have to bring any instruments. I have everything.
There you go.
Keyboards, harmonicas, drums, you name it. It's here. Bass.
Sweet. All right then.
And
sounds
I actually
like
went
party.
Out to my mom's yesterday and got the accordion. I was fooling around with the accordion a little bit this morning.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's an old instrument. Accordion.
It is.
I love the sound of accordion.
But I love it. I remember when
I
used to fly the
Thank you for calling in,
West.
Mr. Terry.
Yeah,
thank you, Terry.
Okay, well,
we appreciate
you guys,
you, buddy. Thank
enjoy the
you
rest
so
of
much.
The evening. You're welcome. Take care.
Thank you so much. Thanks for calling in. Appreciate it.
All righty. I got one more caller calling all the way in from Aventura, Florida. I don't think I can never get Aventura right because all I remember is the Aventura Mall. Yeah.
You did pretty good, though.
Yeah, the mall is pretty amazing. But calling all the way from Aventura is our good friend Mike, who has a question for Mike.
Yeah,
Mike?
Hey, Mike. Congratulations.
Thank
Hello?
You so much, Mike. Thank
yeah,
you so much,
you know,
Mike.
You know why I like your show? Because it's the type of show that I do when I do my chat line. But most important, it's a show that it's like being in your own house, being in the house with other people where people don't get mad at each other and you let people talk. But I have a question for you. You don't have to answer it if you don't want to. And the reason why I ask it is because we have, well, put it this way, where I live, we have a lot of problems down here where people don't understand about the philosophy of blindness. And I will get into that some other time. But do you think things are better for the blind than they were years ago? Like, how do you...
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
no, absolutely, absolutely. Uh-huh. Today, compared to years ago, absolutely, no comparison.
No
comparison.
Well, Mike, if you'd like to talk about that sometime on the air, just write to Michael at Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
We'll give you
and
a segment.
And I'll schedule you, and we'll talk about it. How's that?
Yeah. Meanwhile, we'll put them in the mix. Put them in the mix.
Yes.
Put
them
in the mix. I would love to. In fact, I want to have Mike on my program.
Thank you, sir.
Will you write to Michael, and he'll come on your program?
I'll be happy to come on your program. Just
okay, I don't...
Tell me when, and I'll be there.
On your email.
I'll have you on maybe...
My email, you can write to me at Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael, at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael, at blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
Unfortunately, I don't have a computer. I'm not that adaptive.
Leave
signal.
Your phone number.
Leave your phone number with Chris, and I'll call you.
Okay.
All right.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Deal.
Thanks for calling. We'll put you in the mix.
All right, Mike. Hold on one moment. All right, Mike?
That was Michael.
Thanks, Michael.
Thank you, Michael.
Okay, you're welcome.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
You're welcome. I'll stand up.
You know what's nice, Sheila and Gary and Charles and Dave?
What about me?
We're
going to break. We're going to break. Don't go away. Listen to the Blind Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
This segment is brought to you by Foundation Fighting Blindness, committed to finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact spectrumaccess@charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone because we are driven too. To be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
World Services for the Blind now offers programs for young people who are blind or visually impaired, including the Essential Workplace Skills Series. The Essential Workplace Skills Series is intended for transitional age youth and young adults who are about to enter the workforce, as well as adults with little to no real work history. It is designed to build an essential foundation of skills needed to be successful in today's workplace. The Essential Workplace Skills Series addresses the soft skills that employers are seeking in their employees while taking their consumer through the process of finding and securing a job that they desire and are qualified for. Our goal at WSB is to provide our consumers with a customized employment program that will allow each of them to achieve their goal. To learn more about our youth programs or to begin the admissions process, visit us online at wsblind.org.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them. We are responsible for what we do, no matter how we feel. We are responsible for what we do, no matter how we feel.
You heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studio.
We're back. Oh, we're back. We're definitely back, and we have some more callers calling into the Blind and Beyond radio show. Hey, folks, if you missed any part of the show, if you missed any part of the show and you want to listen to it, go to our web. Our web is blindandbeyondradioshow.org, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. We got a lot of other things on there. You want to check us out? Go to the archives if you missed any part of the show. Don't forget, this is our 7th anniversary radio show. We love having you, and we have some callers on the line. Callers, who's on the line, Chris?
All righty, let's go over to this young lady all the way from Winter Garden, Florida. This young lady has a wonderful voice, and I like her voice. Her name is Dawn. Dawn, how you doing?
I'm okay, thank you.
All right, so Dawn, are you calling?
Are you a first-time caller? Hello, Dawn.
No, I'm calling for
are
the trivia.
Are you a first-time caller?
No, I called.
Are you calling for trivia?
I love the show, but I'm calling for the trivia this time.
Right. Okay. Go for it.
Okay, you wanted to know who sang the theme song, Thank You for Being a Friend for the Golden Girl Show? My information is right, Andrew ma'am. Gold.
Good wow. Job.
Yep.
Holy cow.
No, she got it. She got herself a $10 right. gift card from, I'm sorry, $10 gift card from Sonny's Barbecue.
Sonny's Barbecue. Thank you.
Oh,
thank
yeah.
you.
Well, you just got yourself a $10 gift card from Sonny's Barbecue.
I love Sonny's thank Barbecue. You.
Nice.
Thank you all for being a friend.
Thank you. Aww. Thank you for listening. Thank you.
I always
do. I'm glad you won.
And Don.
Thank you for listening.
Wait, Don. Don,
yeah.
I'm going to tell you something. It's really true. They do travel up and down the road often.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So when you said
and back again.
And back again.
Sometimes. I forgot.
You all have a joyous laughter. You make people laugh. It's a heartfelt laughter. So keep it up.
Me too. You got a good laugh yourself there, girl.
Thank you, Don.
Thank you, Don.
Blind Beyond Radio Show. Where can you hear all this nonsense except on this Blind Beyond Radio Show?
No, you all have valid. You have a valid cause, and it's worthwhile. Good quality. This show is good quality.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Oh, and hang on. Before you hang up, Don, are you sighted?
Yes, I am. But I've had family members. My dad lost his sight when he got to be almost 100. And I had a cousin. But anyhow, like I said, it's good to
but
have
okay.
people that but tell you about how to deal with yeah. it. You provide the resources.
Right.
And you let people know that they're not alone. They're not alone. They have other people in this with them. And
that's
that
right.
gives you hope.
We appreciate
and gives
you
very courage.
Much. Mm-hmm. He's definitely in the mix.
You have got it.
And I think
girl.
The Lord has, you all are really God-fearing people, and I think the Lord has the purpose that you all are fulfilling right now.
I'm hoping.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Dawn, this is Lynn. Since you're in the Orlando area, if you do know of anybody else that's blind or visually impaired or just losing their sight, don't forget to tell them about Lighthouse Central Florida.
Yeah, and tell them about
right. Lighthouse Works, okay?
And also tell about the Blind
yes,
Beyond Radio Show.
Well, of course. She's going
to
tell them about
that. When they go to Lighthouse.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
oh,
okay.
yeah.
Thank
oh,
you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Who else on the
thank
line?
You,
thank
Dawn.
You so much. Thank you, Dawn. Yeah. Who else
okay.
on the line, Chris?
All righty, let's go to... there we go. All right, let's go. Let's go to Sherry. Sherry, you on the air?
Hello. How
Sherry.
Is everyone?
Hi,
hey,
Gary.
Hi, Gary. Hi, Sheila. Hi, Dave. Hi, Lynn and Michael and Charles. Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Sherry.
All
you,
right.
You
well,
Sherry.
So why do I like the show? There are a lot of reasons. For one thing, I love the camaraderie between all of you. It's so cool. It's kind of like a bunch of friends just hanging out together, and you just include us in your party, which is really cool. I really like that, and I love
like
the interviews.
That.
Lynn has done so many interviews and set up so many with people I never heard of before, and I think her interviews are fascinating, and I love the technical stuff. And Dave does a really good job with that. Everybody does, but I especially like Peter from Spectrum. So that's it. The interviews,
Peter,
the camaraderie. And all that stuff. You guys have a great show, and I was there from the very
thank
beginning.
You.
So I'm still
you
here.
Were.
Hey, Sherry,
so everybody knows, we know Sherry now for, I was going to say 22 years. 10 years.
She was at the Green Parrot. She was at the Green Parrot.
That's right.
I yep. was. It
10
feels
years.
Like 22 years.
She's definitely in the mix.
All right, guys.
She's definitely
I picture you. There with a Heineken in her hand. No, I wasn't her.
Not me.
That was somebody else. Oh, sorry.
That was her twin sister.
All right. Phone number to call in.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Sherry.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
All righty.
Wait a second. The phone number to
we
call
got
in.
One more.
For, wait a second. Wait, Chris. Wait. Let me give you the phone number again. The phone number to call in is 407-894-5600. 1-680-407-894-1688. Now, Chris, who's on the line?
Let's go up to Greensboro, North Carolina. Yep, you already know. It's the one himself, the one who really? Made the transition and made the move when the opportunity presented itself and he wasn't afraid to do it. The one and only Kevin from Greensboro. How you doing, Kevin?
Hey, Kevin.
Hey, Lynn, Sheila, Michael, Dave, Gary, Charles. Yep, though. Just calling
you. Got
Kevin,
you got it.
Anniversary. So, hope you had the 7-tier cake.
Thank you. Well, thank you so thank much you. From oh, Greensboro. Oh,
yep. Yeah, I haven't called in as often as I should, but used to.
Hey, Kevin. Did you notice I'm putting out questions instead of music? I try to give you a trivia question instead of music.
I know. That's good. That keeps it.
See, you're inspiring. Thinking. Kevin, you are inspiring.
That keeps people thinking.
In many ways. Make it.
Yep.
Just like Charles said. The fact that you moved up out there all on your own was cool, too.
Yeah, he did, from Pennsylvania.
Right. Yeah. Impressive.
He heard about a job opportunity from our show. It was Industries of the Blind years ago, and he made the big move all on his own and just did it. Right, Kevin?
Yep. I ain't afraid to move.
I heard you're moving up to vice president. You moving up to vice president?
No.
He owns
yet.
The place now.
No, I was calling to say, the reasons I like the show. I always have you guys going in the background on Sunday night, so I listen to a lot of other stuff at the same time. But when something, perks my ears up, I turn everything else down, turn you guys up. So much going on.
He's in the mix. Yep. He's in the mix.
Yep.
Are you saying we're playing second fiddle to your other things?
No, he gives us first priority.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe.
He's got something to say. He's listening.
But you guys do cover a lot of technology stuff. For blind, visually impaired. You do cover accessible stuff. And you do cover employment opportunities, across the country, and and especially like Peter with Spectrum there, with the Spectrum access stuff and all that, and you do give especially with the sighted listeners. If they come have a family member or a friend who suddenly becomes visually impaired or blind or something from whatever, you give them resources on where they can turn, such as DBS or Lighthouse and whatnot. Every state's different, and everything else.
There you go.
Thank you. He's definitely in the mix. He's in the mix.
You are. Although I got one comment here. Oh, the way things
Uh-oh,
are going.
Here
now,
go ahead. There comes the butt.
No buts. The way things are going.
Okay.
Stuff is getting hard to find on the shelves and stuff. It might be nice to try to find someone that knows blind gardening, whether it's a little plot in your yard or indoor hydroponics or something.
Right.
Would you
That's
like
not a bad idea. You can do a little description of it. That's a good idea, man.
Yeah. There's actually somebody at Lighthouse that's an expert on that. I could have him call in if you'd like.
I know.
You know what? Lynn and I have a neighbor who's in charge of the gardening at Universal.
Horticulturist.
Yep, I know. The last couple weeks, I've been getting
on our bucket list, Kevin.
Yep, I know. Over the last Good couple thinking. Weeks, I've been getting seeds and other stuff to try to start stuff inside or on my balcony.
Right.
So,
You know what, Kevin?
That's a bad idea.
Kevin, my first job, Kevin, when I was a kid, I used to go door to door selling packets of seeds. I think they were like 15 cents or something. Vegetables, but I know.
You were the seed lady.
I was the seed lady, little girl seed lady, yep.
And then you want a transistor radio. You want a transistor radio.
It's a good idea. We will do that.
Yeah.
Yep. And when David is on, I'd like to see him push the amateur radio a little more.
Yeah, I would too.
Yep.
Well, I can do that.
When there's some type of natural disaster and power goes out, most of the communications is through the amateur radio.
That's true, and I'm going to also follow up on that. That'll be one of the next times we put on a show because of you, Mr. Inspire.
We got to say goodnight, though. But thank you, Kevin. You're in the mix.
Thank you.
Running out of time.
We'll talk to you later.
Okay. Yep. Okie dokie.
Right, thanks, man.
Bye.
That's some good ideas for sure.
Charles, you there?
No, he's sleeping.
Charles, if you're up, can you do your poem now? Charles?
Can I do my poem now?
Yes. Can you do your poem?
Yes, I can.
Oh, wow. Cool.
The title of this poem is One by Shawnee Kelly. One word can spark a moment. One flower can wake the dream. One tree can start a forest. One bird can herald a spring. One smile can bring a friendship. One hand clasp can lift a soul. One star can guide a ship at sea. One cheer can obtain a goal. One vote can change a nation. One sunbeam can lift a room. One candle wipes out darkness. One laugh will conquer gloom. One look can change two lives. One kiss can make love bloom. One step must start each journey. One word must start each prayer. One hope can raise our spirits. One touch can show you care. One voice can speak with wisdom. One heart can know what's true. One life can make a difference. One life is me and you.
Wow, that's really good.
It's very good, Charles. Thank you so much.
One life, one radio station can change thousands of lives. I had that myself.
That was very nice.
Can I go back to sleep now?
Yes.
No, you're right.
No, you have to do your trivia. You have to
It's trivia time from Charles.
Thank you for that.
My trivia question is really very simple, very easy.
Yay.
And like everybody else,
mm-hmm.
I would like a first-time caller to win.
That would be good.
Is the question. Pardon?
Sure. Yep, we'll go.
The question, who was the 44th president?
Ooh.
Phone number is 407-894-1680. That's the question. Who was the 44th president?
44.
That's a hard question.
Well, we're waiting for the answer, and we had to go to break before. What I wanted to say to Charles, Sheila, Gary, and Dave, and Chris, and Michael, that it's wonderful that the audience picks up on our friendship. I think it is. I think it's great. And
yes, it is.
It's special.
Yeah,
they don't know the family quarrels.
Every family's got quarrels.
That's right.
Every family's
got quarrels.
We are
a family, so that's why we chose "We Are Family" as our opening song.
Yeah.
I always wondered why you think that.
It's the behind-the-scenes tension.
Well,
no, what it is, it's not. I wouldn't call it a family crawl because I just do what I'm told because I know what it is when you have your parents before you. So I know what it is.
Hey, Chris. You know who the boss is, right?
Right, right. I know who the boss is. So I just do as I'm told.
Now, Chris, you're part of the wave. He's part of the family.
Most definitely.
He certainly is. Definitely.
Dude, he runs the darn show. He's trying to hold back.
I would say he's the grandfather of the family, but that would not be appropriate.
No, I don't think I can trump Mike. I can't trump Mike.
I know he's the youngest.
We can't trump Mike.
No, actually, I'll tell you what he is. Chris is the voice of reason. That's what I would say. I dub the voice of reason.
I think about that one.
Speaking of voice, Chris has a beautiful voice. We heard him in his sermon on Sunday on Facebook Live.
And yes, sermon. Song.
Well, how do you?
It was beautiful.
Chris, you need to send that to me because I would love to hear it.
Okay. No, yeah.
It was on Facebook Live.
Yeah, it was on my Facebook Live. I think I had just. They just told me to put it up, so I just put it up, and I was nervous. Because, you know, I'm camera shy.
Oh,
he was nervous.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You are.
I have a face for radio.
Yeah, me too,
Chris.
Put a break so we can vote. It's getting late. Right, Mom? Oh, wait. We're waiting for an answer.
Yeah, wait for an answer. Right. Once we get an answer, we're going to go to break.
Nobody knows the 44th president of the United States?
Oh, dear Lord, have mercy.
Oh,
well, was it time calling you? More than welcome to call in. 44th President of the United States, 407-894-1680. It wasn't George Washington. It wasn't Abe Lincoln.
It was
407-894-1680.
John Truman.
894-1680.
Did you say Harry Truman?
Yeah, Harry Truman.
I can tell you who it's not.
I thought that was easy.
I did, too.
It was Coolidge.
and then he was buried in Grant's tomb is another one coming up.
But wait, was it
for another show, right?
Wasn't he an actor as well?
Benjamin Franklin.
What?
Wasn't he an actor as well? I got a caller calling in.
Uh-oh.
Hello. Question.
44th president. Somebody's got it.
I hope so.
Charles always says he gives the easy ones.
That is easy.
It is easy.
I have the answer. Dwight D. Eisenhower.
Oh, my God.
Actually, I thought Gary's was pretty easy, too. That was a good one.
Len, mute Michael.
I only mute it when I'm yelling at him. You don't hear it.
Well, you can't mute him because it would mute both of you. So I was just joking.
All righty. So I got three callers.
Really wanted
I got three Wait, callers on callers. The phone line. All right. We got our good friend.
Who's the new one?
We got Terry.
Who's the first time caller, Chris?
Of that first time caller, I would probably say it would be Preston. Preston's calling back. He called in to tell what he liked about
Preston.
The show. All righty. So let's talk with our good friend Preston. From West Palm Beach or River West Palm Beach.
It's one of those.
Hey, Preston.
What's the answer?
So what's the answer? 44th president of the United States.
44th president? It's a shame that nobody got this. It's Barack Obama, good sir.
Well, you got it. You won.
Thank you.
Who did he say?
He said Barack Obama.
Obama. Okay, you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway. $10 gift card from Subway coming your way, Preston. Enjoy it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Preston.
Appreciate you calling.
Enjoy
in,
Subway.
Congratulations.
We're going to go to break. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Everybody, Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Finding meaningful jobs with solid income has been a challenge for many blind and partially sighted people. But no longer. Clusive has changed the future of work today by providing fully accessible training for blind and low vision individuals. When you join the Clusive training program, you'll learn valuable digital skills that prepare you for the modern workforce. Our training system works because Clusive's revolutionary platform was built for and by blind and partially sighted people. Clusive training is free to you. Invest in your future now by requesting Clusive from your counselor. Find more information at www.clusiv.io and sign up for our newsletter today.
As a professional musician, Lachi stays true to her creative vision, even with continuing vision loss. But she's not alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Lachi, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact SpectrumAccess at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios. We're back. We're definitely back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. And I hope you like today's show. You know, for those folks that are listening for the first time, say what this is all about. Let me explain something to you, folks. This is the Blind Beyond radio show. That's what we started 7 years ago. We wanted the show first to be entertaining, which we hope to do tonight. We hope many times we don't inform, but that's a lot of the shows we do inform. So the show first was supposed to be to entertain. Second, it was supposed to inform. And third, it was supposed to educate. And last, we're supposed to help you get a job. Those things we try to do all the time. We don't always succeed, but we try to. Tonight, we're trying to entertain you on our 7th anniversary show. And right now, we're talking to our first winner, which was great. She was wonderful. She was fabulous. Tonight, our first winner with the $50 gift card goes to Dawn. Dawn? If you want to call in real fast, congratulations. You just won, Dawn. You call in. You just won yourself $50 gift card from Visa or MasterCard. Coming your way, $50. You can spend it any way you want,
$50. That's exciting.
That's exciting.
That's exciting. It is.
And the second prize of the night. Are you ready, folks?
Drum roll, please.
Drum roll.
Are you all listening? Are you all listening? Goes to Kevin in Greensboro, North Carolina. Kevin, you just won yourself $50. Kevin in Greensboro, North Carolina. Greensboro, $50 to Kevin. goes to Kevin. If you want to call back, $50 coming your way from.
And I just want something. So Dawn said she's been listening for 7 years, but never really called in.
No.
Kevin's been listening for 7 years.
Yeah.
He's called in quite.
He has a lot of butts. Yeah.
There were lots of great calls.
Yes.
Let
me just tell you this right. Let me just tell you right now. I have to tell you, there was someone who was very close. It was a very close vote. Mama Rose, you came in very close.
Oh, yes, yes.
If we had the money, Mama Rose, which we don't, if we do, well, all I can say, you would come in third. You came in close.
No.
Sorry.
Thank you for your thoughts.
No.
I'm ready to dig into my pocket.
No, don't say third, because John came in there.
John came in close, too.
So. I mean, Eugene was in there, so yeah, everybody... Everybody that called in had nice thoughts.
The only one that had nice thoughts was Sheila. She was the only one that had nice thoughts.
I can leave.
I'm gonna go to the next room.
She was okay, but she was now she's thinking she might be thinking some nasty thoughts.
Yeah,
I'm
going
she
back.
Wasn't before this.
John, go back to sleep.
Hey, before we go, I got a caller on the phone line.
All right.
I got a caller on the phone line who wants to get in and say hi and congratulations.
All right. Really?
Who's that? Yeah, we got Howie from Delray Beach.
Howie.
How you doing, Howie? Everybody?
I just wanted to be ready to congratulate you on 7 wonderful years. You guys do a great job for the blind and the sighted community, and we enjoy listening to you. And thank you. You're both entertaining, informative, and educational, and it's a great show. And may you have many, many.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Howie.
I remember when you first called, too. I remember when Howie, for his very first call.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember. We were excited to get a few more of the sighted community calling in, so that was awesome.
Yep.
We became a regular.
Great going. We'll speak to you again soon. Good night.
Thank you, Howie. Very nice.
Well, we get a good audience out there, I tell you that.
I'm telling you.
We
have been blessed for sure
for some good people.
There's crazy people tuning in every week. Can you believe that?
With the crazy program, why wouldn't we have crazy people going
exactly.
in?
Well, exactly.
Crazy.
That's funny, Charles.
We're so much more entertaining than anything that's on TV.
But you don't sound blind.
Yeah, I know.
It's because we break the rules, David. Because we break the rules.
A bunch of rule breakers.
Hey, Gary, I have a question. Yes. How come you haven't come on with your harmonica lately? It has been like 7 years, I think, since you played it on the air.
That's a good question. Let me put some thoughts to that. I played with David on stage a long time back in that day.
Maybe on Veterans Day, you'll play the taps or something.
Yeah, yeah. You can do that. Yeah.
Yeah. That would be nice.
No,
it's a lot of practice.
I'm worn out. This is a busy show.
Do you know anything for for Cinco de Mayo? Any Mexican stuff that you might be able to whip out for us?
I have to hang on, guys.
Burritos.
I have to give a shout out because GOCB, for anybody that is listening that lives in the Orlando area, we are having trivia night April 30th. Everybody is invited. It is going to be held at the VFW at 3500 South Goldenrod Road in Orlando. It is an awesome, fun time, and it's $25 per ticket. If you need any information, you can reach out to Michael at Blind and Beyond Radio Show. They can put you in contact with me, but it is so much fun.
Okay, well, thank you.
Okay, don't forget, anybody else has any other PSAs or if you have anything else coming up in where you live, you just write to us, Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. That's Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. And let us know what you're having, what you're doing in your community. If you have something, we'll say it too. Don't forget.
Maybe you'll write to us and tell us how you like tonight's show.
Yeah.
And by the way, next week, join us with co-host Gary Sinclair. He's on with us right now, so you know who Gary is. And we have a
Double dipping.
Yeah, we have special guests. We have a special guest next week, Bryce Weiler, who is a blind sports commentator. So that's going to be really fun. Learn all about
cool.
him.
Yeah. I think, who's he playing? Who is he?
He works with different sports.
Chicago Cubs.
Different, yeah. He'll tell us all about it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm. He's a blind sportscaster.
Yep.
He's good.
Oh, yeah. I remember him. Yeah, he's good.
I'll be very excited to hear that.
Yeah. So, boy, thank you guys for helping us celebrate tonight. It was wonderful. You too, Chris.
And for all those folks that didn't call in, I'm sorry you didn't call in. I just hope you enjoyed yourself tonight. And I hope you got a laugh tonight. And for those folks who couldn't get through because the lines were jammed, I'm sorry. Next time, call in sooner. What can I say? Love you all. And listen, folks, I want you to stay there. I don't want you to go away. We'll be right back in 1 week. Love you all. Thank you, David. Thank you, Sheila. Thank you, Charles. Thank you, Gary. Thank you, Chris Shaw. Thank you to my cats and dogs. Thank you all. Love you all. And thank you for listening at home or in the cars.
You forgot to thank me.
Oh, no, thank you too, love.
Lady.
Oh.
Yeah. You forgot the boss lady.
Yeah, that's the boss with the hot sauce. Thank you, love. Thank you all.
Good night, all.
Good night, all. We're cooking.
Love you all.
We're
be safe.
See you next week.
See you next week.
Have a good night, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary to you.
There's been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting our show together. We're polishing up our act. And if you